We're still in the book of Galatians, chapter 3. Today, I'm going to be reading from verse 5 down through verse 9. We're talking about salvation through forgiveness of sins. No one has salvation unless they have been forgiven of their sins. So Paul is telling these people that you did not receive your forgiveness through any work of the law. You did nothing. It was a gift, a free gift from God. You did not have to achieve anything in order for Christ to forgive you. Verse 5 tells us, "He that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Knowing you therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scriptures foreseeing that God would justify the heathens through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In you shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." Here we find Paul was using Abraham as an example. He couldn't have used a better one. As Abraham's faith was reckoned to him for righteousness, so today, people of faith are the true sons of Abraham. This was foreseen in the scripture, as God promised to bless all the Gentiles in Abraham. As the Galatians could see from their own experience, that the forgiveness of sins, which was their salvation, was by faith and not by works of the law, so Paul contends it can also be illustrated by the example of Abraham. Undoubtedly, there were some arguing that anyone who was uncircumcised had broken the covenant and was cut off from God's people. From this very context, Paul calls attention to an important verse which they were obviously ignoring. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. This is a direct quotation from Genesis 15 and verse 6, when God promised Abraham that he would make him a great nation, the descendants as numerous as the stars of the heavens. The Bible says that Abraham had faith in God, although this promise was a human impossibility. Yet his faith was based on the promise that God had made to him. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be the heirs, faith is made void, and the promise that God made to Abraham was of none effect. Who, against hope, believed in hope that he should become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, this was not written for his sake alone, Paul said, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus Christ our Lord from the dead. And from this Old Testament reference, Paul draws a startling conclusion. "Know you therefore," he said, "that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham." And so is the person of faith today, are true sons of Abraham.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.